Blog Talk Radio.
It is episode 35 of the Milk the Clock podcast. I am the one, the only Ryan Music, joined by my best friend and co-host, Michael Cody Stevenson. What's happening?
What do you want from me, dude?
Well, I would like you to show a little bit of heart, for one thing, because our listeners deserve it. And for another thing, I would like for you to pull your head out and really just perform to the level that you're capable of.
I guess. Hey, can you hold on? Devin Rawl is calling me right now. I think we should bring him in.
No way. Is he really?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
All right, let's see it. Come on. Can't
Devin,
have dead air.
Devin Rawl, you're in the podcast with me and Ryan Music. How are you?
Dude, I just wanted to call in. I didn't know if you guys were watching what was going on in the Memphis Sack game right now.
Well,
no,
we're not watching the Memphis Sack game.
Zebo and DeMarcus are getting into it.
Actually, honestly, what channel is that on?
I'm streaming it illegally, so I don't know if I should say that, but yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, you just self-incriminated by saying that you were streaming it illegally. You could have just said, oh, I'm watching it online.
You know the feds listen to this show, D-Roll. Come on.
That's true. They're probably going to come for me. But, yeah, dude, DeMarcus and Zebo are going back and forth right now.
First things first, I need your opinion. How do you feel about court storming?
About what?
Court storming, college basketball.
Oh, I love it. I love it in upset, in like big upsets, but sometimes I feel like
overplayed. Like what I was telling Cody was, like a couple of years ago when Indiana hits a last second shot to upset like Kentucky, like that was awesome and it felt like organic, like it felt like an actual like storm the court. But like last night when Maryland beats Wisconsin, like, I get Wisconsin's, like, a top-5 team, and they had, like, some, like, 10-game losing streak, but Maryland's a ranked team, and they have, like, less than 10 losses on the year. It didn't feel like a true upset.
Yeah,
it just felt like
you have
a good win.
If you're ranked, you have no business storming the court.
Wait, let me take Maryland's side. This was probably their biggest win since joining the Big Ten. I mean, they were part of the ACC for a long time. They're trying to make their mark on the Big Ten. Why not storm Wisconsin's the top-5 team? And when you beat a goon like Frank Kaminsky, go ahead and storm the court. I love it.
Okay, well, Frank
First
Kaminsky,
all,
goon or not, but, dude, you have no right to storm a court if you're ranked. That's barely even an upset then.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Act like you've been there.
Oh, tell all the kids that are sober in the stands not to storm the court.
Well, that's not going to be happening. Especially
I was
going to
say, what about three of them? There's probably about three.
So how do you regulate it? Give me that, guys.
Well, I'm not saying you.
Well, honestly, it's just kind of him, to be honest.
Like, I don't think you can regulate it. I don't know. I mean, there's something to be said for the fact that there's power in numbers. I mean, if you have 3,000 college students that want to storm the court, they're going to storm the court. But what you can do is obviously take preemptive measures like Maryland did and make sure that you get the opposing coaches and players out of there, unlike what Kansas State did, which didn't do very much security and players were being confronted by fans and stuff like that. So I don't know what you can actually do to prevent storming the court, but you definitely need to have enough security available so that you can get players and coaches off of the court without having to be in confrontations with drunk fans.
Are you kidding me? Bill Self looked like he was at Coachella last year, dude. He was loving it.
Oh, my God. Get real.
God, if I ever caught Bill Self. Honestly, the funny thing is I'm actually being pretty contradicting because I've stormed a court in a horrible game before. So it's actually very contradicting now that I think about it.
What game?
We stormed the field when San Jose beat Hawaii on ESPN. I mean, it was a great game, but like
that's a juggernaut of a basketball game.
Dude, no, it was football. Football even worse, dude.
Well,
it was
basketball.
That ESPN game with Chandler Jones when he had those 3 touchdowns.
Regardless, the final score was probably the same.
Hey, what did you forget?
Yeah.
Colt Brennan in Hawaii anymore. Hawaii is just about as bad as San Jose is.
Hey, dude, it was a big win on ESPN. We were just trying to get anything we could, and not to mention, like what Cody said earlier, not too many people were sober there, so they probably
hey,
forgot.
You know, there's nothing else you can really expect out of a bunch of NorCal people. Let's be real.
Hey. Yeah, come on, dude. You gotta have some respect for the Spartans.
Hey, for your
yeah,
sake,
you
let's
know.
Jump into NBA. Let's jump into NBA talk for your sake. So, how do you feel about George Karl?
Oh, I love the guy. Are you kidding? Not only is he backing our owner, but, dude, he's, what is he, like the fourth or, I mean, he's up there as one of the winningest coaches ever. How could you not love that hire?
Well, of course you're going to love the fact that he, of course you're going to love the fact that he backs your owner who wants to play 4-on-5 defense.
I hate when you guys bring that up. Poor Vivek, dude. He doesn't deserve that rep. He literally just puts himself on blast.
You know what's hilarious? Last night, Devin actually called me, and Devin told me the behind-the-scenes story of why he wanted to play 4-on-5. I guess he coached his daughter's basketball team. And what grade was this in? Third grade?
He said he coached his daughter's third-grade basketball team to the championship, and they ran a 4-on-5, and that's what he credited them winning the championship to.
You got to be kidding me. Oh, my God. Oh, God, that guy's
Corbin
the owner
dude.
Of an NBA team. He owns an NBA team. I can't believe that.
I mean,
that's just unbelievable.
He got his money from some software, I think, that he made. So let's just say his expertise is not in basketball, clearly. All
right. Well,
I was a cherry picker myself back in the day, so you got to respect the cherry pick.
No, you don't have to respect the cherry pick at all, actually.
Plus,
you really
I actually
don't.
Hate the cherry pick.
Well, when you
I
don't
even
want to
hate
run up
that. Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't want to run up and
don't.
Down the court. Yeah, of course I don't, all right? And I'm an offensive guy. I like to sit behind the three and rain.
There's nothing worse
no,
than playing pickup basketball at an L.A. Fitness and some guy cherry-picking.
Right. Yeah, absolutely terrible. But, all right, how about when Rondo and Rick Carlisle are getting into it? I mean, I listened to the press conference last night because I was at work, and Carlisle wasn't having it. He was getting into it with this reporter. And the reporter was trying to really get at him. And Carlisle was just like, dude, I took him out of the game because I'm the coach and that's what I'm allowed to do. Add respect. He handled the situation like a boss. And then they suspended him for tonight's game. I mean, you got to put him in his place, realistically. I know you want your point guard to kind of run the show and be able to call his own plays. But if the head coach calls something and you contradict that, I mean, I got respect for Rick Carlisle stepping up to the plate.
Is Rick Carlisle the ultimate doppelganger to Jim Carrey?
I knew
yeah,
you
you've been saying that
to
for
bring
years.
That up.
You've been saying that for years.
All right, so yeah, Jim Carrey took on ET, which is Rondo.
Oh
I like it. I mean,
God.
you got to put him in his place. And Rondo, it's funny because the first month that he got traded to Dallas, you know, I was head over heels for the trade. I thought this was going to put him over the top. They have a great starting five, but Rondo has always had that personality that bumps heads with coaches. I mean. It was out there that him and Doc Rivers didn't get along too often in Boston, regardless of the championship. And I like how Rick handled it. I mean, there's no other way you really can handle it. You don't want to give too much power to Rondo, especially him joining the team. And that could break a lot of stuff up. Who knows what's now going to happen, though, because Rondo could, really continue to give Rick Carlisle the cold shoulder, and that could split up the locker room a bit. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I like Rick Carlisle putting his foot down, but Rondo's kind of – you don't know what you're going to get from him at times with his personality.
Well, apparently what happened was that Carlisle didn't actually care that he was talking back to him. Carlisle just said, hey, until you can make 40% of your free throws, you're not getting up off the bench. That's what I heard, but that could be wrong.
No.
Yeah,
I mean,
Isaiah Thomas this year already has more free throws than Rondo did all year for the Celtics.
Unreal.
Like, he has literally already made more free throws as a Celtic than Rondo did this season.
Crazy.
Well,
seriously?
Rondo's afraid to get to the line. That's actually one of the weaknesses in his game. I mean, he rarely even attempts to drive to the basket and make a play because he doesn't like going to the free throw line. I mean, that's been a knock on him for years. Isaiah Thomas, that's one of his strengths. Is that who you even said? I don't even hear you.
Yeah, I don't know what Devin sounds like. He's talking into a tin can. I'm on the other side, but
sorry about that.
You're saying that's the biggest weakness of this game?
I mean, dude, I've seen that guy play horse and it was unreal.
And he shoots like a 25% career from three. Dude, that guy cannot shoot. That is clearly his biggest weakness.
Dude,
I would say that free throws are a bigger weakness. I would say
in this day and age, I'd want my point guard to be able to at least shoot 30% from three. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but if you could actually get to the line and knock down his free throws, you could get bailed out.
I would like my point guard to at least hit over 50% from the free throw line.
Yeah, that too. Wait, is he really shooting 40%? I thought the only one that shot 40% in the NBA was Cody's boy, DeAndre.
Yeah, next discussion about that. Me and Ryan actually talked about this last week, not on the podcast. I love the hack of Jordan, hack of Shaq, whatever you want to call it. I think it's hysterical when those guys can't hit free throws. I think it's a part of the game. It is strategic. You know, Popovich could have won that battle last week with the Clippers when they were hacking DeAndre with 8 minutes left in the second quarter. I think you got to hit your free throws, and if you don't, you're going to get taken off the court, and that's, you know, taking a chess piece off the table, if you want to say that. I love it, so I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I think it's totally a part of the game. It doesn't bore me at all because I think it's funny as heck when DeAndre Jordan airballs his 10th straight free throw.
Let's hear it, Devin. What do you think?
I mean, I'm actually right on line with you. I mean, I can see where people will say it gets boring because, I mean, you're just hacking a guy and just watching him just sweat at the free throw line, not making anything. But, I mean, it's strategic. Like, I don't understand what you would do to keep people from doing that. Like, I just don't understand how you could be an NBA player and not be able to hit 50% from the line, at least. I just blows my mind.
Yeah, what I've heard people talk about is what you can do is what they're doing is they're exploiting a loophole in the rules, because what I've heard said is you can make it to where if you do an intentional foul away from the ball, the other team gets to choose who they want to take the free throw. So in the case of the Clippers, if they intentionally foul DeAndre Jordan when he doesn't have the ball, then the Clippers can say, okay, well, we're going to have Chris Paul shoot our free throws. That's like the solution to the problem. Or Redick,
yeah,
I guess.
I totally get that.
But
Redick,
I don't know.
Jamal Crawford, dude. Come on.
Oh, Jamal Crawford.
35-year-old.
See,
dude,
here's the thing with Jamal Crawford. When they say shoot the lights out of the place, he literally arcs the ball to where it is breaking the lights at the Staples Center. But let's be real, that guy makes it rain, like, seriously. The Clippers would be probably below the Thunder if they didn't have Jamal Crawford. That's my opinion.
Well, that, and he has to shoot the lights out just to keep up with whatever guy he's guarding, what he's scoring at the other end of the bucket.
No, you know why?
That guy's playing no D.
No, you know, he has to shoot the lights out because he's got Turkoglu to his right and Spencer Hawes to his left and Austin Rivers chilling in the corner. That's exactly why he has to shoot the lights out. They don't have
that
squad in the second unit.
That Clipper team, I'm just afraid that's just one of those teams that they were, like, right there, but they'll never be able to beat, like, a Spurs or even now a Warriors. They're just going to start getting passed by a bunch of other teams now.
More likely to see at Coachella, Hedo Turkoglu or Spencer Hawes.
Spencer Hawes is like, he's got a beard and long hair like Coachella. I would honestly not be surprised if I saw him at Coachella. I'd just be like, oh yeah, look, Spencer Hawes chilling, you know.
I wonder who he'd be there to see though. That would be really what I'd want to know.
Probably
ACDC for sure.
No,
Steely Dan. Oh man,
he's a Steely Dan guy, and Hedo would be there to see Drake. God,
oh my
the best
God.
Thing that ever
I
happened
like
to Spencer Hawes. God, I hate him on the Kings. I'm so glad he's not in the Kings anymore. That guy is so trash.
More likely to
really
be on Hedo or Yasiel.
Yasiel.
Devin?
Hedo's a
Hedo?
You sound like
you're an ogre if your name is Hedo. Oh, another former king. I just want to throw that out there. Actually, both of those guys were drafted by the king.
All right, next discussion. I'm already naming my Kajasio. It's set in stone. Next discussion, Devin, you could stay if you want. We're going to talk about Alex Rodriguez, probably my favorite sports story to this date because the Yankees clearly do not want him on the team. He shows up acting like nothing has gone wrong. I don't know what's going to happen. Where do you see this guy's Yankee season playing out? Ryan, let's hear it.
Well, I picture it being mediocre. He's probably going to hit like a hair above 200. He's probably going to have like 15 home runs. And he'll probably play less than 100 games. That would be my estimation right now. The thing that I don't understand is why does the Yankees front office actually get upset with the fact that he showed up to spring training early? Like, I don't get that. Maybe I'm missing something. Someone feel free to shed light on me. But
that's classic
I just don't
A-Rod,
understand.
Dude.
I mean, whatever. At least he didn't show up late. I mean, I feel like at this point we're ripping him just to rip him. You know, like,
nah.
Oh, my God, he showed
no
up
way.
Early.
They got
oh,
mad
my
at
God,
for
he showed
showing
up
early.
Yeah.
Dude, he shows up early like he's never done wrong, dude. This guy lied to so many people.
So what would you rather have him show up late?
No, I don't
That's
care.
What I'm saying.
I don't really care. I love the fact that the media is getting on him because I have a dislike towards A-Rod like no other. I was the kid growing up that said, hey, man, I can't wait till A-Rod breaks Barry Bonds' record because A-Rod's the cleanest guy out there. And you know what?
Oh,
dude,
no.
He was probably the dirtiest son of a of all.
Dude, are
yeah.
you still aren't
no,
over the whole
sure.
steroid thing, dude?
No, you guys know this is a sensitive subject for me.
You know I have the most conflicting opinions about that.
Yeah, you think you should be able to shoot up all you want.
Yeah, you should. But that's a whole different story. That's a long conversation to have.
I feel like if you get caught with PEDs, you got to, like, give a chunk of your salary back. Like, I don't know. I can't – I just – something in my heart tells me that it's wrong that Alex Rodriguez has made, like, hundreds of millions of dollars for taking steroids. Like, don't get me wrong. You got to go out there and you still got to put the stick on the ball. But, like – realistically, like, it just sounds wrong in my head to think that guy just shot up steroids, lied about it, made a big deal, claimed like he did nothing wrong and became a multimillionaire, and now that he gets popped he still gets to keep all his money. Like, it just doesn't sound
right
to me.
There's a lot wrong in baseball.
Let's hear it.
Well, is there not? There's a lot wrong. There's a lot bigger issues than this. For instance, why are those managers still wearing uniforms?
Dude,
I don't want to be an overweight guy in a uni, dude.
Dude, if that's literally your biggest concern with baseball, you need to take yourself back to football and let those guys shoot each other. They're shooting themselves up and then going 100 miles per hour at each other head on. So that's a bigger issue than a manager who's 50-something years old wearing a uniform.
I would love to see Tom Coughlin in shoulder pads. That's
no, Belichick. I would love to see Belichick in a
Belichick.
Helmet on, dude.
Are you kidding
Did
me?
You know,
Stan Van Gundy in a Detroit Pistons uniform.
In a tank top. Oh, unreal.
And baggy
dude.
Shorts. He has to wear the bag. The
with
baggy
a,
one.
With a Diet Coke in hand.
Oh, my God. Oh,
over,
geez.
Under,
hey, you
over,
know.
Under, hey. Set the over-under on the amount of calories Stan Van Gundy takes on every day.
Over 4,000.
Well, I heard he honestly has about 5 Diet Cokes a day.
That's classic.
Hey, if there's one Coke
over-under, how
down,
many over-under just... how many times his brother rips him when he announces his game?
Over-under on how many times Chef Van Gundy bitches about a call every game.
Hey, I actually heard.
Dude, I actually love
him. I actually heard.
Doctor, though.
Yeah, definitely. He actually agreed with one of the calls that in the Clipper game tonight when they called the double foul on.
Oh yeah.
DeAndre Jordan and someone else. I forget who it was, but he agreed with that call.
better doppelganger, Carlisle and Jim Carrey, or Jeff Van Gundy and Squidward?
No, it's Mr. Krabs, dude.
No, it's Squidward.
I thought he looked like Mr. Krabs. Van Gundy?
Dude. No, I'm talking about Jeff Van Gundy.
Oh, Jeff. Yeah, Jeff does kind of look like Krabs.
Hey, not a lot of people listening to the podcast might understand this joke, but if they know who he is, they will. But Cody brought up an awesome one. Cody, tell them the one you told me earlier today, right before the podcast.
Oh, so I'm watching UCLA Washington right now. The guy announcing the game, Bill Walton, that's going to be our good friend Charlie Gage in 40 years.
Oh, literally.
That guy's chompers are unbelievable. He's got second-to-none chompers.
That is pretty unreal.
What's our last discussion for these final 10 minutes?
I mean, we already talked about storming the court. We haven't talked about Derrick Rose.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that. I might come to tears.
Yeah, that's depressing, dude.
We can't end on that note, depressing. Except for the fact that the Kings might throw some picks towards the Bulls to get him.
Oh, you really think so? The Kings have to wait till Derrick Rose tears his knee 4 different times in 4 different places to get him.
Well, I don't know. Bill
and he probably still won't want to go to Sacramento.
Yeah, because L.A. is a big destination for a lot of people.
Hey, you know what L.A. is a big destination for? An NFL team. They approved the billion-dollar plan to build a stadium. Yeah! I'd be down for the Rams. I'd be down for the Chargers. I do not want the Raiders.
I'm honestly down for anyone. I pass the Inglewood exit every day on my way to work, and you don't know how stoked I get. I mean, in a couple of years, we're going to be getting off that exit, tailgating the football game, and rooting for the St. Lunatic Rams. Or not St. Lunatic, damn it, the L.A. Rams.
The St. Lunatic,
Cody.
Huh?
Wasn't it you on Saturday night? Weren't you saying that they're going to, like, regulate tailgating in the NFL, or am I making that up?
Well, NFL has become more strict, you know, at, you know, different stadiums for tailgating. So, yeah, I did hear a little bit of that. But
we'll just tailgate at home and then just take an Uber to the stadium.
Well, I'm thinking about buying an apartment across the street, so.
In Englewood?
Yeah.
Dude, I've already started following the Rams. That's how set I am on hoping it's the Rams. I hope they get rid of Bradford. There's no way they can keep on to that guy.
I'm only for the Rams if Jeff Fisher shaves his mustache.
Well, his mustache is iconic.
Mustache is classic. Yeah, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
that is so classic.
New look in L.A., dude. We don't do that here.
No,
I hope he brings his stash to L.A.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If he shaves the stash, I don't want Fisher. I want a new head coach.
Seriously.
So, wait. So, is this really going to go down? Like, I'm not getting my hopes up until the owners vote on it, and then we finally. I'm not going to get my hopes up until I actually see a team play in LA.
No, I'm pretty sure this time it's happening, dude. $2 billion for the stadium, and it's owned by the. It's, like, partly owned by the Rams, and the L.A. already approved it.
Dude, the NFL's been leading – hey, the NFL's been leading us on for years, dude, just like the chicks in high school. I'm bitter.
Wow,
God. Wow, dude, you haven't gotten over it, huh?
The Derrick Rose freaking combo got brought up, and now this. Just brings back bad memories.
Dude. Boy, you know what? At least, I mean – if you're going to say anything, at least it wasn't like an ACL or an MCL. Like, the meniscus is definitely repairable and something you can come back from. The only thing
so
that's
you just
like
name
bad
what I
about
you just
it.
Name what I got had torn on music.
Wow. Jesus.
Now
wow,
I'm
everyone.
No, you know what?
Well,
hey,
both you guys, both you guys hang up the phone and I'll just have a great end of the podcast by myself then.
No, hey, you can talk about the MCL, the ACL, the meniscus, but there's nothing worse than heartbreak.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Can you guys just both get out of here with all this negative talk?
Sorry, dude. You're just hitting sore subjects.
Yeah, what are you, Dr. Phil? Did you try to get something out of us?
I mean, apparently I didn't realize that I was doing that, but Jesus.
But that's all right. We'll make it through the night somehow, right?
You know what, guys? I'm pretty depressed, too, because the Lakers beat the Jazz. Like, what were they thinking, you know?
Go Lakers!
Like a terrible idea.
The one year I root for the Lakers to win. Let's go, boys.
God, how awful is that going to be when they when their pick falls out of the top five?
Yeah,
it'd be great. Or what about the fact, did you see Kobe's reaction to them celebrating?
Cody said he's in favor of them celebrating because they only win one game a month.
Dude, let them celebrate. Kobe's not even there with the team, so I don't think he should even have a say.
Well, you know what I think about Kobe to begin with, but, I mean, I'm all about them, like, celebrating, like, what do you want to just, like, have no fun in life, but at the same time, that video is pretty pathetic.
Dude, it's Swaggy P. What else do you expect?
From Swaggy? Nothing. That guy, man.
Jeremy Lin balled out that game, but there's something about Jeremy Lin I do not like.
Wow.
I don't know, dude. Like,
wow, no, that's how you feel?
No, this isn't.
Hey,
I wonder
he would
what
be
he
a
be.
Fantastic, in my opinion, Jeremy
dude,
Lin would be a fantastic backup quarterback. What the hell? Backup point guard.
Yeah,
well,
was,
Cody, what
know?
Do you think it is?
I don't know, man. I was a huge Yao Ming fan, so, dude, just don't even touch on that, all right? All I'm saying is Jeremy Lin had his time in New York, went off for 40 points, a couple of great games. It was funny for a while. Oh, Super Nintendo. Yeah, that's funny. It only gets
so damn
old. Linsanity. All those freaking sayings that they had. Well, you know what, dude? You got paid. I don't even know what to think about them, all right?
Linning.
Like,
they're no longer Linning.
Yeah, Linning. God, see? They're so stupid. I hate those puns. Hey, you guys want to do a little pun gun right now?
I guess. If you're just going to put us on the spot
minutes.
Like that.
We got 3 minutes. First name, so pun gun. It's from a great podcast called The Starters on NBA TV. We're going to try it right now. I'm going to throw out the first name I get, and we'll throw puns. Here we go. Mike Trout, Devin, start us off.
No. Don't start me. Go first.
Ryan.
I need to be warmed up a little bit.
Wait, I don't even know what I'm doing, to be honest. I just say Mike Pout or what?
Oh, you got to say Mike Sad, Mike Pout.
Okay. All right.
Dude, come on. You hear about Manny Pacquiao and Mayweather? Mike Doubt.
Mike
God.
Are you kidding me?
God, he's getting a little loud. Mike Shout.
Ooh, I think I might go to Wiener Sitzel and get a Mike Kraut.
He kind of looks like a pig with that Mike snout.
Hey, I heard Mike's a good receiver. Mike Rout.
Hey, I heard. Did you hear his comments about them not making the World Series this year? Mike.
Are we ran out? Who's going to win it? Don't let Devin win.
I'm done. I got nothing.
Are either of you guys down for a brew? Mike Stout.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Dude, that's why I don't like Mike Trout. Anyways, this was called a freestyle podcast. We'll be doing this once a month now. Music, you can do a final possession or say whatever you want. Just send us home, all right? Send us home.
Hey, and do it on an uplifting note. We've been pretty depressed recently.
All right, well, you know what? I just had a great time doing this podcast. In all reality, this was Cody's idea. Normally, we'll plan out the whole show and last minute, right before we're about to go on, Cody just says, you know what? Screw the planning. Let's just record right now. We'll do a freestyle. I honestly had no idea that Devin was coming on, but this was a great time. And, you know, I like the freestyle. It was a good time. I don't know what you guys are depressed about. You need to suck it up and quit being little babies about it because I had a great time. But, you know what? That's all we got for Milk the Clock, episode 35. We'll see you next week, all right? Just milk it.
Milk it. I'm going on Tinder.